I'm talking to you is at the level of your thought, because I know you're sitting down here and you're listening to me with your mind. I don't ever forget that. I'm trying to influence your heart, but I'm talking to your mind. Your mind is listening, right? So I have to somehow change it, because the understanding is the water, and this body is the vase. You have to remember something, remember? The story of Arabi, the Arab and the wife, remember? Right at the middle of book one, he stopped the story and said, I told you whatever I wanted to tell you, okay? And now when we are finished, let me tell you that here I talked about a man, a woman, and a vase, right? These three are the same. You could interchange them, because these are three parts of humanity. Humanity for us is built up by this. There is a body with a brain, logical stuff. This is the lady of the house. There is a man who in the house is a waste. Nothing. You should come out. You should come out and look around for what? Water. He should bring the little water he has in his vase. Means all the knowledge you have, bring it to the caliph, to the one who is in a different level. Then he will experience the river and all that. Remember? Now he's back to that, and he will say, understanding is that water in this body. And this body is connected to this outside with five different pipes. You have five sources of receiving the information, right? Said, okay, but there are something else here. Because everything here is working upon your understanding. If you take out the water from the ocean, that ocean is not ocean anymore. So you should be careful not to lose the information you gathered. You have to keep it safe. Something like that, and we stopped it. Because he said, let's stop. He was talking about that, suddenly he said, the time is no good. If it was good, I would have told you the entrance of the changes and transformation and all that we call what? Hal. Remember the word hal? Which is now, and the feeling and the passion and all that. Here he said, oh, it's late. If not, I would have told you that hal, that passion, that state of being, which is the entrance of everything. This is where we got it last time, right? Okay, who is the victim tonight? Volunteer to be victimized. How about you? Yes.
It is late, otherwise I would declare the hall of the case, the entrance of compensations and substitutes. Whence come to the sea those compensations and substitutes after expenditures? Hundreds of thousands of animals drink of it. From outside, also the clouds take it away. Again, the sea draws those compensations. Whence is known to the righteous?
Means what? Okay, it's too late. If it was not, I would have told you about the hall. Then he jumped to the ocean and said, okay, Let's talk about this ocean. Means what? You remember what ocean for us? The ocean of knowledge. Is that okay? Let's look at the ocean. Ocean is feeding a lot of animals and is giving water here and there. Then it has it back. How? Means I'm talking about, remember, we're talking about culture, that know-how, right? Wisdom. This one doesn't fade away. When you use it, it doesn't go less. The information, but nobody knows where it is coming from. Do you know the source of this culture we have? All the understanding we have, where is the source? Source is within the ocean itself. Somehow the ocean compensates. I'm doing that. I'm trying to explain this ocean to you. And look what I do. I will start somewhere, something, and I have to leave it there because there is another thought, another one, another one. We go here, we go there, and there is a lot of stuff that we start to talk about, but we have to leave it just hanging there for later. This is one of the problems. Yes?
We began the stories in haste. In this book, they are left without the final issue. O light of God, noble Husamuddin, a king whose like the sky and the elements have never brought to birth. Seldom hast thou come into soul and heart, O thou at whose advent heart and soul are abashed. How oft have I praised the people of the past? Of necessity, thou wert my quest in them. Verily, the invocation knows its own house. Attach the praise to the name of whomsoever you will. God hath set down these tales and parables for the purpose of concealing the praise from the unworthy. Even if such praise is abashed before thee, yet God accepts the exertion of one that has little. God accepts a crust.
What is all this about? Patiently I'm listening to understand something. What was that all about? Suddenly the routine of the book, which is the stories and going on, suddenly will stop. First, Rumi stopped the conversation and said, oh my God, the thing I want to say is impossible to be explained like this. So I have to bring it down to the level of your understanding. Then he started to say something. Then suddenly he said, oh, it's late. If it was not, oh, I would have told you a lot, but it's not possible. Look at the book. How many stories we began hastily and we didn't finish? O you Husamuddin. What does that mean? It means that Rumi will change the space that we were in. We were in a space of the magic, of a very bizarre story, of a very strange guy watching the miracles and all that, right? Suddenly, hey, while I'm telling the stories, do you remember what I told you about this storytelling? This storytelling is the tool we have. We cannot talk directly to a fellow because that fellow will be offended. We cannot bring something to a precise location because we want to talk generally. And this is the form of story. More than that, because we cannot tell you what it is, we bring in something else to help. And that's a musicality, poetry. And look at it. All I'm talking about is not the story. don't think that I'm narrating a historical event. I told you several times that a story is like a pot. The meaning is what's in it. Take the meaning, let go of the cup. I'm not talking about some Mr. Daoghi Hu. I'm talking about this fellow, Hisham al-Din, because Hisham al-Din is the fellow who he is talking to. And he's telling Hisham al-Din what? He says, oh, you, Hisham al-Din, first of all, you are exceptional. And whoever I appreciate in all these stories is you. Is you people who are listening to this. If you are listening to me like Hisham al-Din was listening, then you are the subject of all of this. When I bring in the goodness here and there, these are the goodness that is in you. You know what? Let's talk about the prayer. What is the prayer? Prayer will find the place it should be by itself. It doesn't matter how you pray. It doesn't matter what you pray. Prayer is something else. There is something vague here that I'm talking about. Means I'm talking about a goodness that I cannot really express. Because, first of all, we'll face the first wall of this path. Do you remember the first wall? The first barrier? The worst barrier. Rumi said, there is no worse thing as a difficulty in this path except jealousy. Being jealous means when you talk about something good, you will think me, not the other fellow. Do you remember? Book one, and it was third story. First story was the king and handmaiden. Second, one paragraph, parrot, then jealousy, the Jew. The effort in all of us, you see? That is one of the problem. Do you remember? I thought I talked about something in that book one, just close to the story I'm pointing out. I talked about a parrot. The second parrot, remember? The second parrot was love. Thought about love. The parrot wanted to be in India with free parrots. That we. I talked about it. Do you think that that parrot could live in the hole of mouse? On the ground? I cannot bring it down in reality what I'm talking about, the humanity. It's not comparable. Yes, there is this image of him, that khyal. But do you remember I talked about that little piece of hair in your eyes and was right at the beginning of book two, right? He said, remember, when there is something wrong in your eyes, you cannot see properly. Period. Your eyes should be clean. We are talking about this vision, and this is what he appreciates. So go back a little bit and read it again, please.
Starting
21:10. How often?
Oh, how often have I praised the people of the past? Of necessity, thou wert my quest in them. Verily, the invocation knows its own house. Attach the praise to the name of whomsoever you will. God hath set down these tales and parables for the purpose of concealing the praise from the